Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
I don't know if such a term should be used, but if there's such a thing as a delightful muddle, then it describes life with Dexter perfectly. Last week, if you remember, I told how Clara Wilmot decided to impersonate Janie's schoolteacher, and this led to a great deal of trouble for KG and Dexter, so much so, in fact, that the men decided to retaliate. It began one morning at the office.
Dexter, between us, we've got to think of something.
Yeah, well, between us, we've got a lot to think with.
Yeah, but it's all one-sided.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You do supply a small portion of intelligence.
Oh, shut up. Look, there must be some shocking practical joke we can play on Clara. She's got to be taught a lesson.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Let us think.
Wait a minute. I know.
Yeah?
We'll send an anonymous note about me and another woman.
Oh, yeah.
We'll print it on a scrap of paper, put it in a plain envelope, and have the office boy put it in my mailbox this morning. Then I can watch the fun start when I get home.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute, but I want to watch this fun, too. How do I get into the act?
Well, I don't know. Wait a minute. Aren't we having dinner at your place this evening?
That's right, yeah, yes. You and Clara having dinner with us, and Clara's sure to be with Jesse when we get home tonight.
This gives me a further idea to start the jealousy ball rolling.
Who are you phoning?
Clara. Listen to this. It'll start the seed of doubt in my wife's little mind.
Hello?
Hello, Clara, my dear. It's Kimberly.
Well, my husband calling from the office. Did you forget your trousers, dear?
Clara, I'm phoning to say I have to work back tonight.
Huh?
I don't know what time I'll be home, but I have quite a lot of work to get through.
Now, you listen to me, Kimberly Wilmot. We are having dinner at the Duttons tonight, and you'll be home with Dexter before 6 o'clock.
But, dear, I don't know if I can cancel my appointment. What? I mean, my work. I should really stay back.
Don't argue with me. Get through your work during the day. That's if you really have any to get through. You'll be home with Dexter before 6. Goodbye.
It worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's get cracking on this anonymous note. Here's a plain sheet of paper. You print as I dictate.
All right. Go ahead.
You can believe it or disbelieve it, but your husband is having secret meetings with an attractive, brainless young blonde.
Wait a minute.
Hurry up. Don't take all day.
Well, I'm printing backhand so no one will recognize it. With an attractive, brainless, young, blonde.
Sign it well, Wisher.
Well, Wisher.
I'll have that slipped into the letterbox first thing. Oh, am I a little demon?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you put attractive, brainless, young blonde.
Why?
Because Clara will know an attractive young blonde wouldn't have anything to do with you unless she was brainless.
You!
Put that down. Katie, don't do that.
Now, let's forget for a few minutes KG and the brainless blonde while I have a few words with all those young people who have started work. Probably all you young people are now getting a new slant about money. You now realize that the money you get has to be worked for. Consequently, you want to get full value for it. And believe me, the best way to get full value for your money is to save in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. If we spend every penny we get, we never have any money to buy the bigger things that add so much to our happiness. Already you realize that cars, homes, marriages, holidays, and many other things cost a lot more money than you get in your weekly pay envelope. So you see, if you spend all you earn, a lot of things will always be beyond your reach. On the other hand, if you save something in a Commonwealth Savings Bank account every payday, you very quickly build up a really worthwhile sum. For instance, £2 per week for 5 years means £600. So open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account tomorrow, visit the Commonwealth Savings Bank each payday and week by week. Bank Commonwealth.
Another of these little cakes?
No, you may not. There'll be none left for the Wilmots tonight. And Janie, stop picking at that salad.
Oh, sorry, Mummy. What can I do to help?
Well, not a thing. You can both start setting the table in about an hour.
Jessie, dear, are you there?
Oh, come in, Clara. What's the matter?
Oh, dear. Oh, it's terrible. I just went to my box for the afternoon mail, dear, and I found this.
What is it?
It's an anonymous letter. Read it, dear. You'll know why I'm in this awful state.
Shall we leave the room?
No, you might as well stay, children. You'll be hearing plenty before the evening's over. Oh, Janie, I hope it teaches you never to get married.
Good heavens.
Read it out aloud, Jessie.
You can believe it or disbelieve it, but your husband is having secret meetings with an attractive, brainless, young, blonde, signed well-wisher.
Oh!
I don't believe it.
Neither do I.
And neither do I. Anyhow, Mr. Wilmot prefers redheads.
Oh, Ashley! Kimberly prefers his wife to any other woman. We all know he never looks at another girl.
Oh, but he does, Jessie, dear. He must. I know this is true. Why would anyone want to write such a note if it weren't?
Mrs. Wilmot, there are lots of people who love writing anonymous letters just for the sake of writing them.
Certainly there are. Kimberly will completely deny this accusation when he gets here.
Oh, he'll deny it all right, dear, but I have other evidence. This letter only confirms what I was suspicious about this morning, Jessie. Kimberly actually phoned me from the office.
Well, is that unusual?
Unusual? The last time he phoned me from the office, it was to wish me a happy birthday, dear. 4 days after my birthday. Oh, Jessie, he phoned me to say he'd be working back late tonight. You should have heard him, dear, stammering and stuttering, trying to make it sound real.
But it could be. He does have to work late.
Nothing of the kind. He's coming home now because I demanded it. He was going out somewhere to meet this floozy.
What's a floozy, Mrs. Wilmot?
Oh, be quiet. Now, Clara, sit down quietly and I'll make a cup of tea. Look, I wouldn't take the slightest notice of this anonymous note. When we're all having dinner tonight, I'm sure the whole business will be sorted out.
Absolutely.
Sure it will. We're having chicken for dinner.
We're having chicken. But if you'll do me a favor, Jessie, you'll serve Kimberly a plate of fried arsenic.
Dexter, will you drop that work and let's leave? It's 5:15.
I'm not working. I'm trying to get the top off this lipstick.
What lipstick?
I found it on Miss Potter's desk. It's given me a terrific idea. That's got it. Now, look, KG, when we get home this evening...
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to wear lipstick and pretend to be the blonde.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We're going to smear lipstick on your handkerchief, and Clara's going to find it.
Dexter, sometimes you're not quite as silly as you look.
Yeah, I thought you'd go for the idea.
Yeah, there are even times when you don't look quite as silly as you are. Here, give me that gadget and I'll streak it on me hanky.
Now, wait a minute. Don't streak it on. Put some on your thumb and press it on. Makes it look like smudges you've wiped off your face.
Clever. Yeah. This is the spot on me clean white hanky. I'll push it loosely into my top pocket and at dinner tonight I'll make like I'm going to sneeze and flutter it in front of everyone.
Yeah, well, that's enough smudges. Don't overdo it. You might put one little one on your face as if you've sort of overlooked it.
Good idea. Now, where shall I put it? It's got to be where I could have overlooked it. Dexter, where would an attractive blonde be likely to kiss me?
Nowhere, but it doesn't matter. I got it. Look, put a little smudge on your neck behind your left ear.
Uh-huh. How does that look?
Well, it looks like you cut yourself shaving. Oh, it'll be all right. It'll feel, smell, and taste like lipstick.
I can smell it now. I haven't been close to it for ages.
What do you mean? Clara wears lipstick, doesn't she?
Yes, but I repeat, I haven't been close to it for ages.
Hello,
salt, please, compost?
The chicken's delicious, Jessie.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious, dear.
Good.
Clara, you're very quiet this evening. When you're not talking, you're either extra hungry or ill.
You're going to choke on your food when you know I know what I know.
No. What do you know, dear?
Kimberly, why did you phone and say you had to work back tonight?
Because I had a lot of work heaped up on my desk and I'd forgotten about this dinner engagement. Isn't that true, Dexter?
Whatever you say, KG. Yes. Oh, yes, KG, you did intend working back tonight. Yeah.
Nice work if you can get it. You see what I mean, Jesse? They're putting on a big act. Kimberly, I know what you were going to have heaped up on your desk tonight. A big blonde heap.
Blonde?
Oh, never mind a blonde. I happen to know all about this woman.
Oh. What woman? Who are you talking about? I mean, about whom are you talking?
As if you didn't know. It so happens I received an anonymous letter today telling me about your association with an attractive young brainless blonde.
Oh, Clara, she's not brainless. She's quite a... Oh,
Dexter, you fool!
Ha-ha! Now it's in the open. What did I tell you, Jessie, there?
I simply can't believe it.
It's not true. It's a lie. I don't know what you're all talking about. I have no association with any woman.
Will you swear that on your word of honor in front of everyone?
Well, No, I don't believe in doing that. Believe me, Clara, you're the only woman I think about all day.
It's not the day I'm concerned about. It's the night.
I think I'm going to sneeze. No, it's all right.
KG, put your hanky away quickly.
What was that? Give me that handkerchief. Ah, ha-ha. Oh, no. Jesse, will you take a look at this, dear? Look at it. Lipstick smeared everywhere. You beast, you fiend. You horror. You.
Nasty man.
Nasty man.
Clara. Clara, I can explain that. It's not lipstick. It's blood.
Try again.
Red ink? Try on? Joe?
Wait a minute, KG. It is lipstick, and I know where you got it. Remember the poor dear old lady who came in today and you gave her half a dozen frocks from our old stock? She was so grateful she kissed you 3 times on the face.
Of course, that's it. She was 90 if she was a day.
I'd like to see a poor old lady of 90 wearing that color. It's one of the new ones.
It's flaming fiesta.
Jessie, there's no need to swear in front of the children.
Now, Kimberly, I want the truth and nothing but the truth.
What Dexter said is true, whether you believe it or not. This poor, dear, very modern old lady was grateful, and she kissed me 3 times on the cheek right there.
Well. Oh, Jesse, he's got a smudge of lipstick behind his ear.
I have not. That's where I cut myself shaving. It's blood. You don't have to feel it, Clara. It is blood.
Jesse, hand me that carving knife. If it's not blood, it's going to be.
Good morning, Jessie, dear. May I come in?
Oh, I was coming in to see you, but I didn't know if you wanted to talk. Look, Clara, I think it's better if we have a little chat about Kimberly.
No, I'm through with him, Jessie. The sooner he gets out and stays out, the better I'll like.
Now, you don't mean that. This thing isn't the end of everything. Lots of husbands wander once in their lives.
Kimberly hasn't wandered, dear. He's gone for a trip round the world.
He's apparently had a little flirtation with some little blonde, but, well, I'm sure it's all over now. He knows you know.
But he still denies the whole thing, dear. It wouldn't be so bad if he admitted it and said he was truly sorry. All he does is keep denying it with stammers and stutters and dillying and dallying. I must say he was more dilly than he was dallying.
I was sure after you both left here last night you'd resolve the matter between yourselves.
Resolve nothing. As you know, he left before me, and when I got inside, there he was lying on the couch with a smirk on his face. I fired question after question after question at him, and he just went on lying and lying and lying.
How about later, when you went to bed?
Last night, the couch was Kimberly's bed.
You know, it's strange you mentioning a smirk on Kimberly's face, because 3 times in bed, I caught Dexter grinning to himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you are. There's men for you. No feeling at all.
Every time I asked Dexter to tell me the truth, he said, "Don't ask me to discuss it, dear. Kimberly is a friend."
Kimberly is a friend. Spelt F-I-E-N-D.
I wonder. Hmm? Yes, I wonder.
What are you wondering, Jessie?
Is it possible the whole deal is one big practical joke?
Huh?
After that schoolteacher business last week, Clara, didn't your husband say something to you about getting even?
My goodness, Jessie, dear. He did. Oh, but he... Do you think it really could be a joke?
I not only think it, I'm becoming more certain every moment. Now, look, let's take the evidence a piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday morning, Kimberly phones and stutters and stammers about having to work back when all the time he knows he's coming here for dinner.
Yes, dear, that's right. The stammering and the stuttering did seem rather overdone.
Yes, and shortly after this, you received an anonymous note, which is an amazing coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Clara, do you have that note with you?
It's right here in my apron pocket here. Just... Yes, there it is.
Oh, show me that again. Ha-ha. Now I'm absolutely sure, Clara, this note was printed by my husband.
Oh.
Dexter's the only person in the world who makes a printed M like that.
Well, and you think the lipstick on Kimberly's hanky and neck was...
Put there on purpose. Look, remember how he brought it out of his pocket and fluttered it in front of everyone?
Oh, why, the worm. The slimy, wriggly, fat worm. Oh, look, I'll squash him under my foot till he's gooier than ooey gooey. Oh, I'm so ashamed to think Dexter was a party to it.
Why wouldn't he be, dear? He's a man.
Oh, what a pity the only other human in this world besides a woman is a man. When two men put their heads together to make fools of two women, it's just like
two women last week who put their heads together to fool two men.
Oh, Jessie. Oh, dear. Oh, what a dumb daughter I've been, dear. I hardly slept last night. When I did get to sleep, I spent every minute in the divorce court.
Oh, poor man.
Hey, Jessie. Dear, got something cooking in the oven?
I forgot to turn it off. There. Oh, well, there's nothing in the oven. I was getting it warm, ready to dry my hair. I just washed it.
Oh, goodness, dear. Do you always dry your hair in the oven?
Oh, only when it's a dull day and Dexter's not around. It's a little trick of mine. It's awfully fast.
Well, as a matter of fact, dear, I was going to wash my hair this morning. Only I felt so ill over this stupid business.
Well, look, there's nothing like a good hair wash and dry to make a woman feel on top of the world.
Mm.
You go up to my bathroom and have a shampoo while I start drying. Then you can have your turn in the oven.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jessie, dear. And while I've got my skull in there, it'll be a good opportunity for me to think of some way to repay that apology for a husband. Oh, I can see him now chuckling with Dexter over.
Dexter, I hate to admit this, but I'm beginning to feel more and more of a heel every minute. We should have let the girls in on the gag last night, not let it drag on till today.
Well, don't blame me. It was your idea to have Clara dangling in midair.
I've just tried phoning her three times and she doesn't answer. She's either in with Jessie or she's gone out somewhere.
Yeah, well, KG, maybe she's gone out to do something desperate.
Desperate? What do you mean? Dexter, you don't really believe she would.
Oh, she might try. Remember, she's a woman with a tragedy. She thinks she just lost you. If I were she, I'd be grateful, but I'm not Clara.
Oh, Dexter, what have we done? What have we done?
Well, never mind we. It's what you've done. Well, I'd better phone Jessie right now and see if Clara's with her.
We'll do more than that. Come on, we'll grab a taxi and go straight home.
There's no doubt about it. KG just made up his mind in a hurry and is now doing something about it. And taking action and not beating about the bush is a good thing when applied to saving as well as other things. Let me show you what I mean. Many people made New Year resolutions to open Commonwealth Savings Bank accounts. Those who did are already on the way to having a nice amount saved by the end of the year. On the other hand, those who have not yet started are already 6 weeks behind. If you are one of these, why not decide now to open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account tomorrow? Why not decide definitely that no matter what happens, you'll visit the Commonwealth Savings Bank each payday? If you do, you'll be very happy with what you've saved at the end of the year. In your own interest, then, I suggest this. Get that new account open, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Don't hurry, Jessie, dear. Stay there till your hair's properly dry. It's plenty of time.
Oh, no, no. I'm coming out. Mine's dry enough, and I want you to get your head in before the oven cools off. Now, go on. Down you get.
Oh, all right, dear. Oh, dear. It's going to be the toughest piece of beef your oven's ever cooked, dear.
Oh, Clara, there's an old rolled-up blanket inside. Get your head well back onto it. That's right.
Good. Oh, Jessie. Oh, this is really delightful, dear. You should have told me about this trick years ago.
Yes. Well, in about 10 or 15 minutes, your hair will be almost dry and you'll feel like a million. The only thing to watch is when you bring your head out. Now, don't do it too quickly or you'll give yourself a nasty smack.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once and had to tell Dexter I ran into a door.
Oh, my dear, this is better than sunbaking on the Riviera. I wonder what all the poor people are doing. You know, I don't even feel so mad at Kimberly anymore.
Driver can't go any faster, KG. He's almost exceeding the speed limit now.
Oh, if anything's happened to my little cherry blossom, I'll never forgive myself. It's all your fault for talking me into the stupid practical joke.
What are you talking about? You thought of it, not me. I just agreed to go along with you.
Then you should have had more sense. Hurry, driver, hurry.
Look, we'll go into my place first of all. Clara's most likely in the kitchen talking to Jessie.
If she's not there, she could be anywhere. How do we know she's not lying on our bathroom floor next to an empty bottle of sleeping tablets?
Well, maybe she's taking a bath and that's why she couldn't answer the phone.
A bath? She's drowned herself in the bath. That's what she's done, I just know it.
No, no, KG. There are much more pleasant ways to take one's life than drowning in a bath. It's more likely she's cut her wrists or taken poison or electrocuted
herself. Why don't you shut up?
Sorry, I was only making suggestions. I still think you've got nothing to worry about. Claire and Jessie will be in my kitchen crying on each other's shoulders.
How's your hair drying off now, Clara?
Oh, I can't get my hands on it, dear, but it feels pretty right. I believe I'm done on top as well as both sides. You wouldn't care to light the gas and cook me for dinner.
Oh, Clara, give yourself a couple more minutes and then be as careful as you can and bring your head out.
All right. Oh, Jessie, that's someone coming up your front gate.
Yes. Oh, good heavens, it's Dexter and Kimberly.
What?
They're racing round the side passage.
Oh, no, dear. Oh, look, let me get out of here, will
you? Watch your hand.
Oh.
Oh, Clara. Oh, dear.
Clara.
Clara, speak to me. Say something.
Oh, no. She's got her head in the gas oven.
Merciful heavens, Clara. Oh, my darling Clara, what have you done?
Oh, help me lift her head onto the floor. Oh, Clara, she's knocked herself out.
Knocked herself out with gas, and it's all my fault. Clara, speak to me. I love you.
I think she's coming round.
Oh, dear. What happened? What did I do?
Clara, my darling, you're alive. You tried to commit suicide and all over me. But I love you, Clara.
You what? Who tried to commit suicide?
You did, Clara. You did. You put your head in my gas oven and tried to take your life. And it was because you said you had nothing to live for.
I did? Yes, I did. Oh, what is there left for me in life? You shouldn't have stopped me, Jessie. I wanted to go.
Clara, don't say that, my darling. Oh, my little sweetheart. I'll never do anything to hurt you again, never.
Then move, you're standing on my foot.
Both families are all here together. KG and I have a little confession to make.
Clara, this afternoon you gave me a terrible scare. We had no idea you'd take the anonymous note and everything so seriously.
Well, certainly not seriously enough to attempt suicide.
Well, I didn't. I might even try it again.
Oh, no, please, Mrs. Wilmot.
No, Clara.
Well, Asheville wouldn't be the same without you.
Well, go on. Tell the truth, KG.
Well, the truth is the anonymous note and everything else connected with it was nothing but a practical joke.
Is that so? We knew that.
You knew?
Huh?
Yes. And now I think Clara might have a confession to make.
I have, Jessie. The only reason I had to put my head in that oven today was to dry my hair.
Aye?
What? And Jessie did the same before me. As you men came through the door, I bumped my head and I knocked myself out.
Is this true?
Cross my heart.
You don't really believe I'd lose any sleep over you, you great big insignificant thoughtless ox.
What are you calling that? Who was it last week who was so thoughtless she didn't give a hang for me?
No, Kimberly, remember you said you loved me.
Love you? Who said that? I can't stand the sight of you.
Why, you don't...
Dad! Dad, would you do me a big favor?
Yeah, what's that, son?
If ever I look like getting married, push me under a double-decker bus.
Well, although Ashley doesn't realize it now, his time will come. In 10 years or so, he'll fall in love, and then he won't be able to get to the altar quickly enough. And while I'm on this subject of marriage, I'd like to say a few words to all those husbands and wives who are listening in tonight. Have all you good people got Commonwealth Savings Bank joint accounts? If you haven't, then I do suggest, for your own peace of mind, that you open one tomorrow. 2 different types of joint accounts are available, one where both must sign to withdraw, and the other where either may sign. The advantage of either one signing is, of course, quite apparent. If one is away or ill, well, the other may use the account. Commonwealth Savings Bank joint accounts are easy to open. If both parties cannot come to the bank to open the account, one may do so. It's as simple as that. Call in tomorrow at any office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Open an account, and from then on, week by week, Bank Commonwealth. Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So Bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to Bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.